K-H-P.
I'm talking
just like a bird
to the brand new postal employee.
I'm gonna fly free.
That employee on a 90-day probation.
Own a piece of land.
This podcast is for you.
Somewhere off in a country.
I'm going to address you in a manner you've probably not heard before.
Temperature's like 100 degrees. Like I got chains of me. Black male in the family tree. Been proud of my destiny. Reckon I'll fly away. Cause it's too much for me. Sure gone down this way. What happened to my master plan? Cause I can't figure out. I could have been a love child. Sure gone down this way. Tell me, how did I get lost?
Welcome. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. In this morning's podcast, I'm going to dedicate to the brand new postal employee. That employee's on a 90-day probation looking for career employment with the United States Postal Service. It does not matter if you are a letter carrier, maintenance person, mail handler, clerk, doesn't matter. The information I'm going to share with you today will help or assist you in enhancing your postal career. Now, I'm going to start off by telling you one of the most important aspects that you're going to be evaluated on is going to be attendance. If you are not present for work, then the post office cannot utilize that resource that they depended on. So I want to step out front and tell you it is imperative that you are regular in attendance. And when I say regular in attendance, have a conversation with your supervisor and have the supervisor clearly define what regular in attendance means. Now, don't get me wrong, the best of both worlds would be you're there every day, but that's not what regular in attendance means. So I want to let you know, if you report for work every day, 90% of your evaluation will be satisfied. Now, I know 90 sounds like a big number, but you're going to be evaluated in five different categories. I could go over those categories with you on this show, but rather than do that, I'm going to ask that you have that conversation with your supervisor, because postal management has gotten somewhat lackadaisical on performing 90-day evaluations on employees as per their operating guidelines. So maybe if you ask that supervisor, you'll give them a nudge and let them know, hey, aren't you supposed to be doing a 90-day eval on me? Another important aspect of your new career, postal career, will be on your first day in your section, your supervisor should make time to set you down, not have a conversation in passing, set you down and explain to you how the unit works, what it is they expect you to do. And I'm telling you, if they perform that task, it will clear up a lot of ambiguity on what your supervisor says you should do as opposed to what you see fellow coworkers doing. You being in that 90-day, you being that brand new employee, being in that 90-day initial employment period, you have to understand two things. One, you have rights. It's incumbent upon you to learn those rights because, and I don't mean this in a negative way to anyone, nobody's going to take the time to explain them to you. Now, just as I want you to understand that you have rights as employees of the United States Postal Service. One very important right you will not have access to until after you have completed your evaluation period, which for a mail handler and an APWU, they're not the same amount of time. And that right I speak about is right to the grievance procedure. If there is an issue involving you while you're in your probationary period, you do not have rights to the grievance procedure. So it is very important that you have a communication with your supervisor to understand what it is your supervisor requires, as opposed to, again, what it is you see other employees doing. And I want to make that contrast because it is very possible that you and another employee, a career employee in this case, could commit the same infraction and you be terminated, while the other career employee who has rights to the grievance procedure may receive a letter of warning. And I know you're not going to understand that, because your logic is going to tell you, if we did the same thing, why is the punishment different? And again, that difference relies on that career mail handler having access to the grievance procedure, and corrective action is just a little different. So you'll get there, but before you get there, there's some other things that I want to make you aware of, and that is production. Seems to be a new word being tossed around at the post office, and the only thing I can say to you at this point, while you're in your probationary period, and it's going to sound like a literary motif throughout this podcast, you have to communicate with your supervisor and not with your fellow employee. I can't stress that enough. And part of me telling you that, I'm going to tell you now, don't pay a whole lot of attention when you hear your fellow coworkers saying management doesn't know what it's doing. I'm not saying they're wrong, but what I'm saying is they may not know a lot with respect to postal operations, but they know you can be terminated on your 90-day probationary period, and they are exercising that right pretty consistently in Columbus right
now.
Not
evenly, but so consistently.
It's important, it's imperative you stay in communication with your supervisor and not the person that you think knows how to do this job the right way, because they're not evaluating you. I would also like to encourage you to understand what it is your job entitles. If you are a PSC or an MHA, it's important that you understand that there is a separation between what a PSE and a MHA should be doing. And sometimes if you feel that you're a, for example, you're a PSC and consistently they're asking you to dump sacks on the bundle sorter or the apps, well, that's not a job in your classification. If you are a PSC, you fall under the APWU category of work. Now, in that situation, my advice to you would be go ahead and perform the task as instructed. And now is when you inform a union official of whatever craft that you're being asked to perform a task that's not in your craft. And let me say to you, you do not have to be a union member to report this violation. And the reason I say that, and I want to make it clear to you, that you reporting a cross-craft violation, 9 times out of 9, you're not going to be the individual reaping the monetary benefit from that report or that grievance filed being won. But in a new way or a subliminal way, you are strengthening the craft that you belong to. I'm going to take a minute and give you a quick overview on some safety issues that you should make it your business day one to understand and come into compliance with. If you're in the building and you notice, when you're in the building, you will notice that all of the pit equipment, motorized transportation equipment for cages, APCs, and BMCs have blue lights on them. So if you are walking about in that building and you notice that blue light coming in the area that you're walking, understand that there's equipment coming and adjust yourself accordingly so everyone maintains a safe work environment. One of the newest innovations we have in Columbus, Ohio are the VGVs. VGV is a vision guided vehicle. Unlike the pit equipment, these are unmanned vehicles, and they travel about dispatching mail inside the building as well. Now, the VGB also has a blue light on it, which alerts you that there's motorized equipment coming. But the VGB, again, is unmanned, and it is designed that if you block that light in any manner, the VGV should stop. And when I say block that light, they have sensors all around this unmanned vision-guided vehicle. So it is designed to come to a halt. But we all are aware of what computer glitches are. So I'm saying to you again, if you come in the area or the surroundings of pit equipment with the blue light or the VGVs or that have sensors on them, again, adjust yourself accordingly so we maintain a safe work environment. Now, one other thing I want to say with respect to the VGVs, and this will help your fellow mail handlers, those who are group leaders for the VGVs, those who work the VGV. It is very frustrating. Again, I speak to mail handlers constantly when they're trying to deploy the VGV and it does not seem to happen efficiently because mail handlers, new and old, don't respect the boundaries or the lines inside the building that tell you where it's safe and where it's not safe to place mail. Now, as a new employee, if you practice safe work habits from day one, they will be better instilled in you. So what I want to say to you is, as you're moving about the plant, moving material, cages, whatever it is you're moving, respect those lines that tell you inside the line or outside the line. In other words, if you contribute to ensuring aisleways are maintained and you're going to contribute to helping your fellow mail handlers do their job, the VGV group leader, because then now they can work more efficiently. Does that make sense? And by the same token, if someone is asking you or directing you to place mail outside of those lines, then that's a safety infraction they're asking you to commit. And I'm going to say to you, take the time to place that mail in a proper area. I'm going to bring this podcast to a close. And I ask that any postal employee who hears this podcast, would you do me the favor of sharing it, particularly with one of our newer employees? If you're in Columbus, Ohio, you constantly see me. I'm a level 5 driver, tour 2 on the apps. I'm that guy most people tell you not to associate with until you have an issue or a problem. Then I'm that guy they tell you to see. But join the podcast, follow the podcast, because it is always my intent to just put out relevant information that a lot of people are just not talking about, that you need to know. So Kenny Hodges is the name. The KHP is the podcast. and I'm going to try to deliver jewels, as I like to call them. I'll be dropping jewels from time to time on the show. Have a great day. Follow the podcast on Block Talk Radio or Facebook, Kenny Hodge, post the podcast page.